This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Two Afghan policemen were killed as three separate sticky bombs exploded in Kabul on Saturday, according to Afghan police. A police spokesman told the French news agency that two officers were killed when a sticky bomb attached to their pickup truck exploded in a central district of Kabul. The spokesman said a civilian was wounded in the blast. He said another explosive went off in another police vehicle in a western district of Kabul, wounding two security personnel. And a third bomb exploded in Kabul but caused no casualties. Security forces, journalists, politicians, and rights activists have increasingly come under targeted attacks as violence surges in Afghanistan despite peace talks between the government and the Taliban. The talks, which started on September 12th in Doha, are currently on break until early January. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Israeli missile strikes on Syria killed at least six Iran-backed fighters on Friday. The group says the dead were all foreign paramilitaries fighting alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces. The missiles, which were fired from Lebanese airspace, hit positions held by Iran-backed militias. The Britain-based watchdog says one also targeted a government-run research center where surface-to-surface missiles are developed and stored. Iranian experts are believed to work in that research center. The Israeli military said it would not comment on reports in foreign media. Tunisian authorities say four pregnant women are among 20 migrants whose bodies were found off the coast of Tunisia after their smuggling boat sank. Search efforts continue for 13 others believed missing. Tunisian authorities said Friday 19 of the 20 migrants who died were women. From Washington, this is VOA News.